Welcome back to Time for Nach. It's Parak Zion, the seventh chapter of Divrei Yom and Beis. Shlomo Melech has had his long davening in Parak Vav. When he finishes davening, that fire comes down from the Shamayim. It eats, it consumes, or eating is the wrong word, it consumes the offerings, the karbonis on the Mizbeach. And Klal Yisrael bow, they prostrate themselves. That's the ubiquitous sign of submission, service, bowing down. They praise Hashem. The celebrations last for 7 days. Beginning a week before Sukkot, and they go all the way till the end of Sukkot. So many karbonos are offered. Shlomo sanctified the floor of the Beis HaMikdash as a temporary mizbeach. Unbelievable. There were too many karbonos for the mizbeach. The night after all of that, Hashem appears to Shlomo HaMelech in a dream. He says, if there's ever going to be withholding rain or a plague, Hashem is going to forgive you, provided that the people do tshuva and daven sincerely to Hashem. Hashem says he's going to uphold his bris. With David, you know, as basically all the requests that Shlomo asked in Parak Vav, you know, and if Klal Yisrael abandon Hashem, however, and choose other gods, then the relationship is going to be impacted in as much as they're going to go to exile and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be no more. It's important to remind Shlomo at the very beginning, the Beis HaMikdash stands for something. If those values aren't being upheld, then what's the point of the Beis HaMikdash? At the very start of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to know it's not just the building. It's not just a place where you offer animals, it represents things, it speaks things, it emanates Kedusha. If that Kedusha is not being upheld, there's no point of the building. That's the warning very early on in Perek Zion.